Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek special. This is where we talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last Saturday's show. Or next Saturday show, just because we've got so much going on. We've been doing a lot of interviews on the national radio show and podcast right now, of talking to companies that have really been making some cool changes and coming out with some great stuff. So we've got another week or so of that coming up. So our midweek special is going to really just go through and address a lot of those things that we didn't get a chance to discuss in those shows. So I wanted to talk about something super important today. But first, if you want to get a hold of us here at the show, you want to make sure and have a home improvement question you need answered or something like that, just give me a call at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144, and it'll go into our queue, and if I'm in the office, I will grab it. If not, I might be out recording for my TV show or something like that. I will give you a call back, but make sure and leave your name, number, what your question is, and if you have an email address, go ahead and put it on there so I can make sure and coordinate a time to call you back. That way, I'm just not blindly calling you, because that's the only way I can get a hold of you. So make sure and give us a call, and I will give you a call back to help you with that question. That number again is 833-239-4144. I found out some more information this last week that I wanted to bring up. It's about the Inflation Reduction Act in those energy rebates for heat pumps and other things like that that are for your house. So the Energy Reduction Act, the Inflation Reduction Act started when they threw this in the middle of it, and there are energy rebates to get people to lean more into electrical, like heat pumps, for instance, instead of going with a gas furnace. I found some issues and I've started asking around and realized there's a much bigger problem here that people are not talking about, because it's hidden kind of inside the Inflation Reduction Act on these energy rebates. So let's say that they give you a rebate of $2,000 for a heat pump. You know that? Okay, that's great. The problem that we run into here is something hiding in the back end. And let's give a little background on this. So to be eligible for these rebates, you need to not just put in, it needs to be a very efficient furnace, right? And heat pump. So that heat pump needs to be efficient. So the problem that we have is the more efficient heat pumps are more expensive. There's more to it. There's multiple computers or variable speeds. You have all these different things going on with them. And so they are more expensive than your traditional heat pump to meet those requirements, because they're trying to get energy efficiency so that it will use less electricity. I get it. The problem that we have going, and this is going to be for a lot of states, because these are now a federal program that they handed out to each individual state to manage. So these rebates are going to be a problem because they put in a prevailing wage requirement for many of the larger parts of these rebates. So if you want to get the 7, 8, 10 grand or whatever that rebate is, there's a lot of hoops to jump through to get to that. First off, there's a median income requirement that you have to meet a certain percentage of that. Now, it depends where you live. If you live out in the middle of nowhere in a rural area versus living in a metropolitan area, it's going to be interesting. You could be in the rural area and have a harder time meeting that, because the median range is going to be a lot closer to probably what you're making. Now, if you live in a metro area, some zip codes have a higher median income, which means you might have a better chance of meeting that. But there's something on the back end that's hiding in that text that is going to come to fruition as these programs get rolled out across the states because the states are just starting to roll these things out. So I'm trying not to make this too complex for everybody. But the problem is this prevailing wage. Now, the prevailing wage, it's a basic hourly rate paid on public works projects to a majority of workers engaged in a particular craft. So there's different classifications out there, but the public works projects in most states are union required jobs. They have to be union and they have to be meeting this certain wage. So in many states across the country, you're going to see that labor rate on your project be twice what it would be if they were just coming out to do that. So here's where the issue is. And I have no problem with workers making more money. I have no problem with that. But if you're somebody that is low income and you're trying to squeeze in to fight into an energy efficient heat pump, replacing that furnace that you had, my concern is, and this is the concern of many, is that now you might have to pay twice the hourly rate for that employee. And where that adds up is if you're putting in a $15,000 heat pump system and you now have to pay twice the hourly rate, let me say that again, need some more coffee this morning. If you're paying twice that hourly rate, that could be an issue. That could add $3,000-$4,000 to that heat pump system. And if they're only giving you $4,000, is that really an incentive? So that's where the issue is going to be. And I think this is going to be something that really throws some cold water on these rebates. Now, in some areas, it might not be that big a deal, but that's where the problem is going to arise. That is going to be the base of this problem. And I've talked to some heating and cooling companies out there. They're not going to be offering that because they're not going to be paying their employees that wage because, one, it adds a whole bunch of issues to them. It adds more cost to them because they have to pay more on the employment taxes and stuff like that because you might be as much as doubling their wage. And so that's going to be very hard for them to manage. Now, the problem where that lies is if you're going in there and you're paying for the heat pump and all of the stuff that has to go along with it. So that's the cool thing with this energy rebate is that if you needed a heat pump and you need an electrician to come out and you're going to have a laborer out there working with them or whatever else, these are things that all have to meet that prevailing wage requirement. So in some areas, you're going to have a hard time getting that rebate because you're going to have a hard time finding people to do it. And when you do, it's going to cost you a lot more money. So that's where this problem on the back end of this. Now, we'll see what happens out there and how they do this. But I don't think my mind has changed after talking and doing some research on this. I don't think the big rebates on this are going to be something that's going to be really efficient for a lot of people, especially on the lower income side, which is what they did with this because they wanted you to be lower income. But the problem is it's really going to hike up those rates of what you're going to be paying for that system. So it might just be a wash, which that's up to you how you want to do that. But it could cost you even more money with the rebate. So what I would do if you're looking to use this system, make sure and ask that question as a consumer. Say, okay, if I want to put in an energy efficient heat pump, what's this going to cost me with this program? And by the way, I need a B price to say, okay, I want an energy efficient heat pump. What's it going to cost me without trying to follow these rules? Now, I love employees out there making the right rates. I love them getting paid. But some of these rates can get up north of $50 an hour for prevailing wage. That gets pretty expensive when you have somebody out there for 2 days putting in the heating and cooling unit. And that's just the wage to them, not what the company is charging you. So you got to think about that as well, because what you're paying for is not that raw wage to the employee. You're paying for that plus their benefits, plus the other stuff, plus the insurance. So your hourly rate could be in the hundreds of dollars for that employee out there working with a $50 employee rate. So just think about what that could cost and get some numbers on both, because I have no problem putting in heat pumps. I just want to make sure that you understand as a consumer, this could cost you more than what you anticipate, and you might be able to do it cheaper without that rebate. So take a look at that. That is a key for this. So take a look. It's hiding in the bill. And that could be something that really gets you as a homeowner. So I want to see everybody saving money out there. At the same time, I do like people, but I just don't want you to pay more for that prevailing wage when you thought you were saving money. So that's the key right there. All right, guys, this is also the show that we talk about all the different recalls that have popped up. And since it's been a couple weeks, we got a few of them out there. If you have any of the Anker Everfill lithium ion battery powered coolers, they just recalled those to a fire hazard. So there's only about 5,480 of them out there. And these lithium ion coolers can overheat, posing a fire hazard. So make sure and check out on that. If you have one of those Anker lithium ion battery coolers, make sure you get that checked out. Make sure it's not on that recall list. Another one on here that's important, Sleep Technologies recalls the EcoTerra mattresses due to fire hazard and violation of federal mattress flammability regulation. And those were sold exclusively at EcoTerraBeds.com. Not too many of those out there. It looks like that is not a hot selling mattress. It looks like there's only about 84 of them. So the odds of you having that are slim to none. But there's another one here that's important. The Home Appliances recalls Camp Lux brand portable tankless water heaters due to fire hazard. And there's about 42,000 of those out there. These are a camping propane powered portable tankless water heater. That's an issue. Another one that's big out there. And by the way, if you've got kids, infants, there are a ton of clothing, crib, mattress recalls out there right now. One of the biggest ones I've seen out here is a brand that has a recall, Bulldog Cases. So the company BulldogCases.com has a ton of recalls. So the biometric lock on their gun safes can be opened by unauthorized users, posing a serious injury hazard or risk of death. That is one of them. There's another one out here that is Macher recalls biometric personal safes due to serious injury hazard risk of death. So it looks like these might be using that same technology. Another one here, biometric gun safes recall due to serious injury hazard risk or death. These are sold exclusively on Amazon by BBR. So make sure you have that. And there's another one here, imported by AwSafe, another biometric gun safe recall due to serious injury hazard risk or death. So it looks like this technology has failed on a bunch of these, and there's hundreds of thousands of these out there. So make sure that you've got that covered. So if you've got one of those off brands, make sure you're good. And IKEA recalls USB chargers due to burn and electric shock hazards. So if you have a USB IKEA charger, make sure you check that out. And those are the big ones right there. And we did talk about this last time, but if you've got one of the laptops, there's about 15.5 million of these chargers could cause a fire. So make sure you get that. We talked about that last time, as well as the Electrolux Frigidaire ranges that have some issues. So be careful out there. All right, everybody, we got a great show coming up this weekend. These are shows that I recorded down at Design and Construction Week, the largest trade show for construction, design, remodeling in the United States. And this week, I sit down with Dal Tile and Chip Wade, and we talk about the different stuff here with tile trends, tile installation, and what Dal Tile is offering, some new stuff for 2024. That's a really fun one. And then I sit down with the most innovative product out there in decking, and that is Millboard. We'll sit down with them and talk. I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease here that we usually do on Friday, but this Millboard stuff is awesome. What's different about this decking that you don't see is they actually, one, have molded it out of real wood. So it looks like real wood when you look at it. Most people go, oh, that's a beautiful wood. What finish is on there? No, it's composite. Where composite decking doesn't usually look that way. And it's got this cool core on the inside that is a limestone / fiberglass core that's really good. And second of all, the other thing that's really cool that I like is that they've got this trim edging that goes around the outside that you can cold bend. So you don't have to heat it up to bend it. So really, it is a great product that you can go out and use. And that's the cool part, is that cold bend is really hot because you can do a radius stairs. You can do all that stuff down there with that trim and do a really cool outside trim that makes it look like a pro did it. You didn't have to heat it and bend it like all the other brands. So something that can be bent cold is cool. So we'll talk about that and a bunch of new stuff they have that's super cool that I can't wait to release in this episode. All right, everybody, I got to get off. It's Wednesday, which means it's TV show day for me. I had a long day yesterday out at the coast working on that coast project yesterday, which was a lot of fun. You'll see that in an upcoming episode of Around the House. And I will see you guys on Saturday for a brand new show here on Around the House. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you Saturday. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.